May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. God has blessed me with four boys. Four wonderful boys. Four trying boys. Four boys that I have great pride in. But as their father of these four boys, it was my duty to teach them how to ride a bike. And there were great similarities because, first of all, the bikes were similar in style. The road that we learned on was the same. Nice, smooth, Illinois flat road. The weather was good. The boys were about the same age when we started to teach them. They were all physically healthy and well. So you can see there's a lot of similarities there. But that's where the story kind of goes astray. For instance, with my oldest son, I will guarantee you that I probably ran close to, at least three marathons before I finally got him going. Whereas my youngest son, I don't know if we went 50 feet before he was going good. So there's similarities and there's differences. In today's scriptures we're reading, we see that both Moses and Jesus were called to lead God's people. And looking at the scriptures, we can see that there are similarities in their lives. You know, in Jesus and Moses' lives, there's some similarities. First of all, let's look at their births. When Moses was born, the people, the Hebrew people, were supposed to put the boys in the Nile and drown them by Pharaoh's command. They were to be killed. In Jesus' day, Herod sent out his troops to kill all the children, two and younger, in Bethlehem to prevent him from becoming a king. So they both faced death at a very early age. They both received God's grace and were saved by him. Moses, his mother, put him in a basket, stuck him in the Nile River, and he floated in front of the Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him for her own. God came to Joseph and said, "Get out of here, go to Egypt." And he did. He took Jesus to Egypt. So you can see God's hand in that part of their life. Who would have thought that these two people would have carried the missions that they did? Again, let's look at Moses, a man who had fled from Egypt, a man who was really not accepted by either the Egyptians or the Hebrews, a man who had lived in another country 40 years before he was called. And if you look at Jesus, it's kind of similar. Here, in his case, he was born in a little town, in a stable no less, a humble beginning. People thought he was the son of a carpenter. People thought, you know, where he came from, Galilee, it carried a bad reputation. That was the wrong side of the tracks. And that's where he came from. He seemed to be a very simple and humble man, this Messiah, but he was not the Messiah they were expecting. They were looking for a glorious king, a King David, a King Solomon, a glorious king like that. Another similarity, perhaps the most important one, is the task that Jesus and Moses were called to do. Both were called to bring their people home, to free them, to make them free again. And they were both faithful in doing it. And that's the beauty of it. They did it, as Pastor likes to say. They just went and did it. Moses was faithful to Pharaoh, faithfully went to Pharaoh, performed all the tasks that God told him, spoke the words that God told him, and the people were freed. Jesus faithfully preached, taught, performed miracles, reached out for people, and went to the cross for us. Both of them suffered quite a bit for their messages that God had sent them to do. For example, Moses never got to enter the promised land, the land of milk and honey. He died on Mount Nebo, never seeing that land, never tasting the freedom and the greatness that was there. Jesus died on a cross, being faithful even to his death, to bring his people into freedom. Now this leads me to the last similarity. And I just talked about that. Jesus, Moses led his people to freedom from Egypt and God's promised land. And Jesus led us into the eternal life, freeing us from the chains of sin and death. So, do you think there could be anybody more similar than these two? Let me answer my own question. There could not be two more different people than these two. First of all, let's note that Jesus and Moses were called by God to set people free. Moses, as we have read, only reluctantly did that. He went kicking and screaming, "No, no, not me, Lord." And finally, the Lord brought Aaron in, and he went. Jesus, on the other hand, was obedient even to death. He served his Father as his Father requested. We hear him say in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Thy will be done." So, two big differences there. Another difference was that Moses himself needed to deliver. He was a man of sin. Jesus is the deliverer. He was a man without sin. Another way of difference I see is that when we think of Moses, what do we think of? We think of the law, the Ten Commandments he brought, and what that means to us. Now, the law hurts. It crushes us. It makes us feel bad. But what did Jesus bring? Now, he carried the law. He kept the law. He didn't do away with the law. But he brought us the gospel that saves and lifts us up and redeems us from the law. What a wonderful thing. And what a big difference. Jesus brings the Holy Spirit with the gospel, and we are forever thankful that we have that good news. Now you may be thinking and saying, "But Vicar, Jesus is God." And I would say to you, you are 100% right. He is God, and he is man. He was a man like you and me, like everybody else, except that he was perfect in every way. He was perfect. And by his perfection, he took our sins on himself. He went to the cross, and he bore our sins and died for us. And for that, sin and the devil and the world has been defeated forever. It's over with. It's done. We now are free at last, as the great man said. Because of the love of our great God, we are free at last. And we should rejoice in that always. So you can see the similarities and the differences. But both did the same thing. They freed their people, and we are free because of them. And now, may the peace of the Lord keep your hearts and minds until life everlasting. Amen.